So this morning, I just thought it's good to focus on who God is, His nature, His goodness, His faithfulness. All of us have experienced, tasted His goodness, love, and faithfulness, isn't it? How many of us? All of us, from the beginning, right? So I just thought it's good to just spend time focusing on His nature, His goodness, His love. So I'm going to read from Psalms 145, verses 8 to 13. Psalms 145, verses 8 to 13. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. The Lord is good to all, not a few, but to all. He has compassion on all He has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all He promises and faithful in all He does. This is our God, who is ever faithful, always good, and good to all, good to everything that He has created, and He's compassionate, and He's rich in love. So shall we worship this Jesus who is so good to us all the time? Shall we all stand up? We are going to take a break after the first two songs. So I would encourage each, I know we are just a few, but I know it's been a long gap since we've worshiped together in this place, but get ready to just shout out praises to Jesus. Share anything that you're thankful for. Be ready, okay?
Your goodness never stops.
a shout of praise. Everything, just give out your praises, sing out your praises, shout out your praises. Yes, Lord Jesus, you are good in every service. Yes, God, you are good always, Lord. You are so faithful, Lord. You are so sweet, rich in love, Lord. Your love is everlasting, unfaithful, Lord. Your love is unconditional. You are God, full of mercy, Lord Jesus. We praise you.
Freedom. Give.
Let me read from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. This is what Paul says. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. This was Paul's story, and each one of us we have our own stories, right? Once upon a time, where were we? We were chasing after the worldly pleasures, living in sin. We were destined to die forever. We were destined to rot in hell. But what did God do? He did not look at our sins. He did not see, okay, this person has sinned this much and this much. No, not at our works. Because He loves us so much. Because He loved us so much. Out of His grace and mercy, He called us. He did not wait for us to clean ourselves and come out. He cleaned us. He cleansed us with His precious blood. And then He put His righteousness on us. And He accepted us as His own sons and daughters. That is who we are. Who are we? Sons and daughters in Christ. We belong to Him. And we stand in that freedom. Today we stand in that freedom. We don't need to do anything outside and enter His presence. He's done it all. We freely enter His presence. We can meet with Him face to face. How many of you want to enter into His presence right now with that freedom? Stand up. We are not going to just do little sing song and then go back. No. God said, I will meet with you every time. If that is what your heart's desire, let's do it. Let's expect God to show Himself up. Let's meet with Him. Let's stand in that freedom. Say, Father, I am yours, you are mine. And I just want to worship you because what you've done is amazing. I cannot even imagine what you have done. Only because you love me, Father. I love you. I love you. Thank you for your sacrifice.
Sing. follows me every night, every day. Oh, your kindness brought me out of my grave.
Come on, let's give thanks to God.
Mercy follows me every night, every day. Oh, your kindness brought me back from the grave. Follows me every night, every day. Oh, your kindness. Oh, it brought me back from the grave. We're so thankful, Jesus. We're so thankful, Jesus.
To reveal the kingdom coming. to our God. Let's praise our God forever. Let's praise our God forever. For His mercies are new, and His mercies they never end. Let's give thanks to our God forever. We sing Amen. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Let's continue to worship our Lord through the breaking of the bread. Shall we all turn our Bibles to Acts 2nd chapter, 42nd verse, Acts 2:42. I'm reading from the NIV version. Acts 2:42, which says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Dear friends, we see that this is an example for us to follow. The disciples, the early believers of Jesus, they devoted themselves. So when we say that they have devoted themselves, so it signifies that it is something very important. So we as fellow believers in Jesus, as dear brothers and sisters together, we also need to devote ourselves to the breaking of bread. So here I'm just emphasizing on this breaking of bread. Apart from this, we also need to devote ourselves to the apostles' teaching, the fellowship, and the prayer as well. If we look back in Luke 24, chapter 30 to 31st verse, again from the NIV, it says that in the verse 30, when he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. So this is the context where two disciples of Jesus were traveling from Jerusalem to Emmaus. Okay, and on their way, this is after the resurrection of Jesus, Jesus appears to them. And he begins to have a conversation with them. And all throughout the way, they had conversation with Jesus. And at a point, they all sat at a table when Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Something happens in the verse 31. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. Dear friends, when we break bread, you know, there's a deeper revelation of Jesus that we're going to experience. So we all, as fellow believers, you know, being a Christian so many years, we know that Jesus has sacrificed himself upon the cross. And the reason for breaking the bread and drinking the juice, which signifies his blood that was shed upon the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, is to proclaim his death until he comes. Amen? So as we take part in eating the bread, which signifies Jesus' body, which was broken upon the cross for us, and the juice that we drink, it signifies the blood that was shed upon the cross for yours and mine sins, right? So let us also examine and expect with an expectant heart that we will get a deeper revelation of who Jesus is. Amen? But if you are new to this, I request you to let the elements pass by. May I ask the ushers to pass on the break elements? All right, let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you, Father, Lord, for the willing sacrifice that you have given for our sake, Father, Lord. You took our place, Father, Lord. We deserve to be punished, but you took our place and you have given us salvation, a free ticket to heaven to all those who put their trust in him, Father, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As we have taken part in this, eating the bread that signifies your body, Father, Lord, and the juice that represents your blood that was shed for each one of our sins, Father, Lord. We want to remember the death that you have given, Father, Lord, upon the cross. And we want more of you in our lives, Father, Lord. We welcome you once again in our midst, Father, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The perfect Son of God, in all his innocence, walking in the dirt with you and me. He knows what living is, he's acquainted with our grief. A man of sorrow, son of suffering.